Good evening, Audio Boo, / Audio Boom. Dean Reed here, with my good friend Ray.
Say hello, Ray.
Hello.
Hey up. I always make him say hello, don't I? Hey up. Hey up, Audio Boo. How's that going? Is that right? So, Ray and I are on the Lincolnshire coast, the North Lincolnshire coast to be precise, at a place called Salt Fleet. And we're in a nature reserve at the moment called the Salt Fleetby Sand Dunes, I think. And we've come for a wild camp. Not your regular wild camp. All we've got is bivy bags. So basically waterproof sleeping bag covers. And that is it. Obviously we've got food, etc. A few choice traditional alcoholic beverages. Hashtag ratost. But yeah, we're on a deserted beach amongst sand dunes. We haven't set up the bivy bags yet, but we've created a nice flat spot to sleep, and the tide is on its way in. So when we got here at about 3 o'clock, it was low tide, and it really was all the way out. To be honest, it's the sort of like, it's quite cloudy today, so you couldn't really gauge how far it was out. But as the tide started to come back in and you can see the waves breaking on the shore, you can see how far it is. We've got some skylarks overhead. But we've basically got this stretch of beach to ourselves. It's an amazing little place that we've got. Can you see the boats there, Ray? Going up the little channel. What was the name of that place? Was it Salt Fleet Haven?
Yes.
Yeah. So we parked the car in Salt Fleet on a little side street there. Yesterday the idea was spawned that we'd go out wild camping. We're going to head to the Peak District and then the ideas just get wilder and wilder. I'm a dreamer, so it's like, oh, should we go camping? Peak District? Lake District? No, beach. Yeah. So we've been wanting to come to the beach, actually, and camp on a sand dune for a long while, actually. And I just thought, you know what, let's just do it. Why not? And I had a quick look on Google Maps, quick search. I saw that there were some sand dunes here on the Lincolnshire coast. It's away from the major touristy spots like Skegness and Mablethorpe, and there to the south of us and to the north is Cleethorpes and Grimsby, and not that Grimsby is a touristy spot, and then just further, say about 15 miles north, is the Humber estuary. So we thought that we'd try and have a quick look on Google to try and locate some sand dunes, and we did that. And we headed here, had a quick look on Google Street View to see a inconspicuous side street that we could leave the car in overnight, my Citroen C4. So we managed to find a space in Salt Fleet itself where it looked quite residential, but it looked that we wouldn't be interfering with the locals too much in that way, if you know what I mean, blocking people in. So yeah, we've parked on a side street, walked down the road past the nice old windmill, which is now converted into a house, and arrived at a place called the Salt Fleetby Haven, which back in the day, around about, was it say 1400s, Ray?
Yeah,
1400s. I may have made that up. No, don't quote me on that. Something like that, anyway. It was used, in fact, it said it was the one of the most important and busiest shipping areas in this part of the country on the east coast, and from here many different goods were shipped around the British Isles. So that was the Salt Fleetby Haven. We walked along the old channel, river there, and onto the beach, and then headed north for about, I dare say, a mile to find a nice little secluded sand dune so we're out of the way. There is a caravan park just over some marshland. So we've got the sea, the beach, some sand dunes, marshland, and then a few more dunes, and then some campsites, etc. So we're well out of the way. And the only people we've really seen in the last like 4 hours that we've been here, because we arrived quite early, about 4 o'clock, and it is now 7:30. It's just been people walking dogs, etc. So it's nice and deserted, which is to plan, basically. That's what we wanted. We wanted to find a place that was out of the way, somewhere we could watch the tide come in and generally come just to get out of the way of everything. Gather the thoughts, enjoy some nice food, enjoy some nice traditional ales. Once again, hashtag rat-arsed. And have a good night. So I'm sure I've already mentioned, but the tide is on its way in now. I've got the GoPro Hero 3 time-lapsing the tide coming in, which reminds me, I better step back so I'm not in the view of the sequence of time-lapse. Just to the north, there is the... Now let me think what the name of the place is called. Bear with me 2 seconds. I'm just going to open ViewRanger and try and find the name of this nature reserve that is just off to the north. It is the... I'm still looking. The Donner Nook Nature Reserve. And there is a colony of grey seals up there. So we were going to head there, but I did read somewhere online as well that up in that sort of area there is a military firing range. And if the flag is raised, you're not allowed to go into that sort of area. But I thought, rather than try and find any unexploded ordnance, we would stick to the south of that area and not get blown up, basically. Yeah. So anyway, it's going to be a good night. The tide's on its way in. We're time-lapsing. We are enjoying the views and living the dream. Okay. Sadly, I'm not going to be able to upload this now because the signal, mobile-wise, internet-wise, is terrible. I've got phone signal, but the GPRS and 3G is nigh on non-existent. So this will arrive on audioboo/boom tomorrow. Okay, so from me, I shall say goodbye for now, and Ray will also say
goodbye.
Goodbye, and we'll speak to you soon.